Arrays. No, I have several weapons available for deployment. Number one, raise units sold by increasing conversion ratio. A 1% increase from 12% to 13% would give me an instant raise of about $480 per day. That's $14,400 per month. If I redesign the website, hit a home run, and get conversion to 15%, now I've expanded my income to over $43,000 a month. Number two, raise units sold by increasing web traffic. To raise profit, I can increase traffic. If I increase web users to my website from 12,000 to 15,000 and conversion stays at 12%, my daily income rises by $1,400 a day. That's over $43,000 a month. Not likely? It's happened. On some days I would have traffic spikes where over 20,000 users would visit. Number three, raise unit profit. If I detect a weakness in supply for my service or improve value, I can raise prices and increase my unit profit. If my unit profit moves from $4 to $4.50, I raise my income to $10,800 per day from $8,000. That translates into an additional $84,000 per month. Don't you see? Isn't it wonderful to have control? These were my options to create wealth. I had reasonable control over both variables, unit profit and unit sold, whereas in the slow lane, you're left pleading with the boss for a measly 3% salary raise. Second, notice how my wealth variables are virtually unlimited. I controlled only a small part of the market, and conceivably my upper threshold of traffic wasn't the current 12,000 people, but upwards of 50,000 to 100,000 users per day. Unit profit is also pliable. I could experiment with increased prices or new services. I remember the time when I introduced a new service that cost me nothing, and I sent out an email to my advertisers outlining the program. Within minutes, I made a few thousand dollars in reoccurring yearly income. My invested time was negligible, and the results were accumulative. High speed limit equals high potential income. The power of this example is to illustrate why I got rich and most others don't. I changed my universe because my wealth equation was unlimited and controllable. When I make tiny incremental changes in my strategy, I can explode my income. A mere 1% increase in the variables could mean thousands and a new Lamborghini. When your wealth variables have high leverage, so does your income potential. Or would you rather stick to the ceiling of 24 hours native to intrinsic value? Unfortunately, many enthusiastic business owners engage in opportunities with low, punitive speeds. For example, if you sit outside the hardware store and sell hot dogs from your hot dog cart, you've muzzled your speed with no accelerative leverage. The variables are limited because your reach is confined to a small area. How many hot dogs could you conceivably sell in the day? 40? 100? Is it possible you can go home and rave to your wife, "Honey, I sold 20,000 hot dogs today"? It would never happen. Again, this isn't much different from the 24-hour cage on intrinsic value. Small numbers have a strong gravity toward mediocrity. Another example is this book itself. How many people are interested in financial independence or early retirement? My market, my upper speed limit, is virtually hundreds of millions of people all over the world. To weaponize the fast lane wealth equation, you must engage in a fast lane business that has the potential for high leverage or high speed limits. Retarded numbers retard wealth. Millionaires create and manipulate assets, or asset value. In a survey of 3,000 pentamillionaires, which is 5 million net worth or more, the Harrison Group reported that almost all pentamillionaires made their fortunes in a big lump sum after a period of years. Worth repeating, a big lump sum, not by saving 10% of his paycheck for 40 years. A big lump sum is just another phrase for asset value. Furthermore, 80% either started their own business or worked for a small company that saw explosive growth. Explosive growth is another phrase representing asset value. And yet, None of these multimillionaires had a cushy union job down at the DMV. Surprised? Don't be. The primary wealth accelerant for the rich boils down to one concept: appreciable and controllable assets. Within our Fastlane wealth equation, this second component is called asset value. Asset value is simply the worth of any property you own that has marketplace value. Slowlaners and fastlaners have two antagonistic views of assets. Slowlaners and sidewalkers buy and sell depreciating assets that decline in value over time. Cars, boats, electronics, designer clothes, gizmodos, and sparkly bling to impress that newly divorced woman in the adjacent cubicle. These are all assets that lose value the moment your credit card is charged. Contrary to this, fastlaners buy and sell appreciating assets. Businesses, brands, cash flows, notes, intellectual property, licenses, inventions, patents, and real estate. As it relates to the Fastlane wealth equation, the power of asset value lies in the ability to control the variable in a virtually limitless fashion. Wealth acceleration by asset value. The rich accelerate wealth by accelerating asset value and selling those upgraded assets in the marketplace.
24-year-old Sheila Hinton quits her job to become a roving computer technician, eradicating viruses and cleaning computers. At first, her business operates in the local metro area, but growth forces her to hire additional technicians. Her growth to additional cities is explosive and driven by demand. In a few years, Sheila owns a company that operates in 27 states. She moves from a technician to a facilitator of the system, and her company enjoys an impressive $3 million profit. After enjoying the profits and saving most of it, she sells her company for $24 million to a large computer manufacturer. She built an asset from nothing to something. The asset was her system, and now with a $30 million nest egg, she never has to work again.
The preceding story best represents the two variables that comprise asset value. Asset value equals net profit times industry multiplier. Anytime you have an asset that has sustainable profits, an industry multiplier governed by the prevailing market conditions determines the valuation of that asset. Other people or companies will buy that asset based on the asset's net profit multiplied by the assessed multiple. For example, if you own a manufacturing company that nets $100,000 and the average multiple for your industry is 6, your asset value is worth $600,000. Industry multipliers are subject to intense negotiating as they rise and fall with the economy and within industry sectors. You might already be familiar with multipliers. Stocks trading on the public markets define the multiplier for each respective company by the price-to-earnings ratio, or P/E. If a company's stock trades at 10 times P/E, investors are purchasing that company at a multiple of 10 times. Price to earnings is relevant regardless of whether your company is a small private company or a large publicly traded company. The valuation of your company is predicated on the subjective PE for your particular industry. For example, in my particular web space, industry multipliers range from 2 to 6. For this analysis, let's use the middle, 4. This means that any time I increased my net profit, the value of my business increased by a minimum factor of 4, or 400%. Let me repeat that, 400%. Where could you get a return of 400% in today's financial market? Are there any mutual funds paying 400%? Forget about today, how about ever? In effect, this puts a phenomenal wealth-building tool at your disposal. Since net income, profit, or earnings can determine asset value, I experienced asset growth of 400% every time I increased net profit. For every dollar I earned, the value of my company would increase by a factor of 4 or $4. If my net profit increased $500,000 for the year, my company's valuation increased by $2 million. Here is a list of average multiples per respective industry. Advertising, multiple 2.85. Beauty shops, multiple 4.1. Carpet cleaning, multiple 5.2. Employment agencies, multiple, 5.4. Gasoline stations, multiple, 3.7. Grocery stores, multiple, 11.3. Medical labs, multiple, 2.6. Patent owners and lessors, multiple, 14.5. Physical fitness facilities, multiple, 3.5. Plumbing and HVAC services, multiple, 4.5. Surgical and medical equipment, multiple, 17.3. The Wealth Acceleration Factor, or WAF. Suppose you're a disgusted engineer employed by a multinational corporation. You've been employed for 3 years and diligently saved 10% of your paycheck and invested into a mutual fund earning an average of 8% a year. Your Wealth Acceleration Factor, or WAF, is 8%. Now suppose you quit your job and take your 3 years of experience and set off to create a company manufacturing medical devices. You estimate that your total market, or potential buyers, for your medical product is 16 million. According to our chart above, the average multiple for the medical devices industry is over 17. This means within your scope of wealth acceleration, you can accelerate wealth at a factor of 17 or 1700%. Your wealth acceleration factor, or WAF, is 1700%. Let's extend this example further. For the next 6 years, you grow the company to the point that it has a net income of $1.2 million per year. This means you now earn $100,000 a month, your net profit, and your company, the asset, is now worth in the neighborhood of $18.4 million based on the average multiple, which is 17.32 times $1.2 million in profit. You could choose to continue to grow the business, grow wealth by asset value, and cash flow, grow income, or seek to liquidate, sell asset value, to realize wealth acceleration. Contrast the two wealth acceleration options for the slow laner and the fast laner. Your wealth acceleration options if you stayed as an employed engineer? Number one, grow net income with an income potential only limited by the number of devices you can sell, that is 16 million. Number two, grow asset value at a factor of 1700%. Number three, liquidate asset value and turn paper money into real money. Can you now see why some 30-year-olds are worth 50 million and some others are worth 13,000? The fast lane universe operates on gains of 1700% and millions, while the slow lane universe is 8% and 40. One plan is about hope, while the other plan is about control. Breaking news, 8% and 40 makes millionaires in 40 years. 1700% and 16 million makes billionaires in 4 years. Wealth's dual-flanked attack. Zealous pursuit of net profit is a double-flanked attack at creating wealth. Since asset value is tied to net profit, raising net profit simultaneously elevates asset value by the average industry multiple. Of course, this works in the opposite as well. If your company stagnates and net income starts to erode, so will the corresponding asset value. When I repurchased my company, I paid $250,000. I then, for the next several years, manipulated the asset and increased its value. Number one, I expanded my customer base by 30%. Number two, I reduced expenses, improving profitability. Number three, I streamlined operations, which created passivity. Number four, I elevated net income. Over this process, my net income exploded, and with it, asset value. Then subsequently, after profiting millions passively, I put the company up for sale and entertained multi-million dollar offers. I bought an asset for $250,000, appreciated and manipulated the variables, and then sold it for millions. I controlled my financial plan. The plan didn't control me. In the fast lane, your wealth accelerator is based on creating or buying appreciative assets, adding value and manipulating the variables, and then selling. Or you can opt for the slow lane alternative. Dump $200 a month into a mutual fund and pray for 8% per year and 40 years of employment. Excuse me while I laugh. Superfast wealth acceleration, liquidation events. Liquidation events can create millionaires overnight, but only if liquidation occurs. Liquidation events are the process of selling your appreciable asset to the market. It's a fast lane exit strategy.
John Twitnuts creates a social networking website that goes viral. Soon, millions of people are using his service, and John finds himself entertaining buyout offers and venture capital investments. Despite having no revenue and no profit, John has built an asset that has value to the marketplace. He receives a $640 million offer for his service from the web's leading search engine. John declines, arguing that his business will be worth more money once he starts generating revenue. While this is true, it's a gamble. After a year and a half, John's social networking service falls out of vogue, proving that the service was nothing more than a fad. The company becomes a bad party joke. In search of glowing valuations on a declining property, Joe no longer receives investor or buyout interest. He realizes too late that he should have taken the $640 million and experienced a liquidation event. He eventually sells the company at a fire sale price of $2.5 million to a private equity firm. His poor timing cost him more than $600 million.
Asset valuations of business, real estate, and other appreciable assets are nothing but just that, valuations based on subjective analysis and market data. If the company you built from scratch has a paper valuation of $60 million and your bank account only has $10,000, are you really a millionaire? Not really. Illiquid paper millionaires can't buy Ferraris and palatial estates. Money does. And to get the money, you have to increase the profit, save it, or go for the big exit, liquidation. Fastlaners accelerate wealth by building cash-flowing assets that can be sold in the marketplace to realize gains. Their wealth equation has controllable, unlimited leverage. Chapter Summary, Fastlane Distinctions. The key to the Fastlane wealth equation is to have a high speed limit or an unlimited range of values for units sold. This creates leverage. The market for your product or service determines your upper limit. The higher your speed limit, the higher your potential income. The primary wealth accelerant for the rich is asset value, defined as appreciable assets created, founded, or bought. Wealth creation via asset value is accelerated by each industry's average multiplier. For every dollar in net income realized, the asset value multiplies by a factor of the multiple. Your industry of specialization will determine the average multiple that determines your wealth accelerant factor. If the multiple is 3, your WAF, or wealth acceleration factor, is 300%. Liquidation events transform appreciated assets, paper net worth, into money, real net worth, that can be transformed into another passive income stream, a money system. Chapter 19, Divorce Wealth from Time. Time is the coin of your life. It is the only coin you have, and only you can determine how it will be spent. Be careful lest you let other people spend it for you. Carl Sandburg. Industrializing Wealth, Divorce from Time. My first fast lane taste was in my late 20s, when I had one of the worst months of my life. A brutal mix of a bad relationship gone south and some troubling health news served as a lethal cocktail to my business productivity. I spent most of the month in bed, with the shades drawn, watching Judge Judy unleash a firestorm of common sense whoop-ass. During this troubling time, I had to cash in my Fastlane lottery ticket. And let me tell you, it paid. Despite being checked out on my life, my income actually grew. Yes, grew. My income didn't stop because I stopped. So how did I get so lucky? I was divorced from time. Years earlier, I broke the chains of my time for money. This allowed me to escape the stranglehold of the slow lane equation and operate on the fast lane playing field. When your wealth is predicated on factors that you cannot control and that are implicitly limited, you aren't going to make fast progress. You aren't in control because time is in control. You aren't in control because the boss is in control. You aren't in control because the stock market is in control. How did I escape these controls that society finds so perfectly acceptable? Well, instead of trading my time for money, manual labor, I traded it into a business system, industrialized wealth production. In my situation, time was working for me, not against me. My business system earned money with the passage of time, and yet was exclusive of my time. It was a virtual money tree, and it didn't care what I was doing. Whether I was watching Jerry Springer or jet skiing in Jamaica, the system was built to be its own machine, a living, breathing entity that did the dirty work for me. My system was a surrogate and traded its time. I owned my time instead of time owning me. Passive income, the holy grail to retirement. The buzzword in money-making circles is passive income, earning income while not working. While retired, I receive checks every month like clockwork, and I don't lift a finger. Passive income is a successful divorce from the work-for-money equation indigenous to the slow lane. The beauty of passive income is this. It doesn't care if you're 20 years old or 80. If your monthly income exceeds your lifestyle expenses, including taxes, guess what? You're retired. The Fastlane roadmap is engineered for two purposes. It's engineered to create a passive income stream to the excess of your expenses and lifestyle desires, and to make financial freedom a reality, exclusive of age. To break time is to grow a money tree. Mom convinced me it was true. We can't afford that. Do you think money grows on trees? Well, she was wrong. Money grows on trees if you own a money tree. And you can own one too if you know how and where to get the seeds. Money trees are business systems that survive on their own. They require periodic support and nurturing, but survive on their own, creating a surrogate for your time for money trade. A few years ago, I was in Vegas and lost nearly $2,000 gambling. After retreating to my hotel room with my tail between my legs, I realized, why fret? I lost $2,000. And yet, on that day, my money tree, my internet company that I created, earned $6,000. While I gambled or slept, swam, or ate, my blooming money tree bore fruit. A money tree is a business system, and it's the Fastlane Roadmap's main street. Money trees create passive income streams before you officially retire. Yes, you can experience the destination of retirement and financial freedom without actually being retired. This is akin to taking a vacation to the South Pacific and magically bypassing the 9-hour plane ride. Money Tree Seedlings, a Fastlane business. Not all businesses are Fastlane, and many of them can't be transformed into money trees. Misled by gurus and life coaches, wannabe entrepreneurs are steered astray under the lure of be your own boss or do what you love, and head down a path of business servitude that is identical to being indentured to a job.
It is Jillian's dream to be her own boss. After a 13-year career on Wall Street, Jillian quits her financial advisor job and buys a well-known deli franchise. She liquidates half of her 401k to pay for the franchise fees and startup costs. 3 months later, she is in business and expects to realize her dream. But Jillian discovers that her dream is nothing but a nightmare. Between 7-day work weeks, long hours, and constant bickering between her and the corporate franchisor, she burns out in 2 years. Her profit margins, slim and softened by franchise royalties, doesn't allow her to hire an operator to run the restaurant in her place. She feels trapped as she trades her time for dollars. Although she earns $90,000 a year profit in her business, Jillian has no free time to enjoy the fruits of her labor. She could pay $60,000 to a general manager, which would give her free time. Knowing she can't survive on $30,000 per year, she feels trapped to her business while her profit is cornered into submission. 4 years later, she puts the business up for sale and seeks the comfort of a 9-to-5 job.
Too many people plant businesses in barren and fertile soil that is incapable of spawning money trees, and which is only suitable for a scrawny, slow-lane twig that sucks up time and money. The 5 Fastlane Business Seedlings. There are 5 business seedlings to money trees. Mind you, these aren't absolute, and they interbreed with each other. Each system inherently has a grade that rates its level of passivity. A higher grade means a greater potential for passivity, but not necessarily a greater income. The seedlings are: number 1, rental systems; number 2, computer software systems; number 3, content systems; number 4, distribution systems; number 5, human resource systems. Seedling number 1, rental systems, passivity grade A. Real estate is one rental system. I consider real estate money trees as Fastlane 1.0 or Wealth 1.0. It's the old way and still very much a road to wealth. For example, I own a single-family rental home with a great tenant. I could be living on the moon, and each month I get a check in the mail because my time is detached from its income. Real estate is a perfect example of Wealth 1.0 because real estate is its own system. It is 95% passive. As time passes, tenants pay landlords to use their property. From single families to apartment buildings to massive commercial office buildings, real estate has always been the default choice for seedling money trees. Furthermore, real estate is an asset that can be manipulated and its value appreciated. Appreciative assets, or asset value, are cornerstones in the Fastlane wealth equation. Don't want to get involved in real estate? No problem. Rental systems aren't just reserved for real estate. Rental systems can come from a variety of other sources, not real estate oriented. Leases, royalty payments, and licensing are other forms of rental systems that can produce reoccurring monthly income. For example, when you own the rights to a music collection, corporations have to pay you royalty to use the music. The work might have been recorded decades earlier, but it still generates royalties. Likewise, if you invent and patent a product process and license it to another company, you again earn income from the licensing fee. The patent was invented and registered, yet its income survives time exclusive of your time. Cartoonists license their artistry to book authors and newspaper producers. The creation of the cartoon might have happened years ago, yet it survives time and generates rental income for the owner. Rental systems are powerful money trees because they are high on the passivity scale and survive time. Seedling number 2, computer software systems. Passivity grade, A-. My preferred system is computer and software systems, including the Internet. It's no shock that the Internet has paved the road to millions more than any other road out there. In fact, I heard a statistic the other day that the Internet has created more millionaires in the last 5 years than the previous 5 decades combined. What makes the Internet and computer systems so potent? Computers are miraculous inventions and fertile seeds to money trees. They work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and they don't bitch about working conditions. They don't bitch that you don't pay them enough. They don't bitch and moan about coworkers like Lazy Joan or Same Shirt Bob. Nope, computers aren't late, they don't ask for pay raises, and they don't care that you just bought a new Mercedes S-Class. Nope, they just do what they're programmed to do, and it's done. What sets the Internet apart from real estate is it implicitly contains leverage. When you own a website, you're accessible to millions. When you own a 3-bedroom home on Elm Street, it's accessible to a few. This duality makes Internet systems one of the best business seedlings in existence. Additionally, computer systems aren't limited to the Internet. It could be software or applications. Some of the richest people on the planet are software billionaires, like Bill Gates of Microsoft and Larry Ellison of Oracle. Software enjoys plump margins because it can be easily replicated. Once the code is written, it's done. You can easily sell 1 or 10,000. Now, can you replicate an office building with ease? You can't. Software millionaires can be average Joes. Facebook and iPhone application developers are making money fast. One iPhone developer, Nicholas, raked in $600,000 in a single month with a single iPhone game. In a phone interview, Nicholas said that he wouldn't be shocked if he became a millionaire by the year's end. Wow! One day, Nicholas is treading the slow lane at his nice, cushy job and popping a few Benjamins into his 401k, then suddenly he finds himself smack in the middle of a fast lane. Of course, the road to the fast lane wasn't easy for Nicholas. An engineer at Sun Microsystems, he worked on his application after working 8-hour days, cradling his 1-year-old son in one hand and coding with the other. So how did he learn to code an iPhone app? Nicholas couldn't afford books, so he taught himself by scouring websites. Do you smell a process behind the event? Software, when tapped into potent distribution, can be replicated to millions. It scales without significant degradation to passivity. Seedling number 3, content systems. Passivity grade, B+. Content systems are systems of information. That information can be fused to a variety of other systems, like the internet and physical distribution systems. This book is a content system that I can effectively move through other channels, like the internet or a book distributor. In the old days of wealth, striking it rich via content meant you had to be a newspaper mogul, magazine publisher, or a successful author. Control the press, distribute content. Information, like software, often has ease of replication. I can print 10 million of these books. I will never own 10 million pieces of real estate, nor do I have any desire. Like their software counterparts, some of the richest people on the planet are successful authors. In a few short years, J.K. Rowling, author and owner of the Harry Potter brand, went from being a 32-year-old divorced English teacher to a media mogul worth over $400 million. The single mom has sold over 30 million copies of her books in 35 different languages. I guess she didn't hear the excuse, "I'm a single mom and I don't have time." Miss Rowling recalls the happiest point of her life, not the acquisition of millions, but the point at which she could write full-time. Similarly, Dan Brown has sold over 80 million copies of The Da Vinci Code in 51 languages. Let me be perfectly clear. If you sell 80 million of anything, you will be a very rich human being. The latest trend of content distribution has merged with computer systems. Blogs, social networks, ebooks, and online magazines all serve the newest hybrid of computer systems and content distribution. In fact, this new combination is so powerful that it is driving many of the old hardline models out of business. Paper newspapers and magazines are officially endangered to be extinct in the coming decade. You see, change creates millionaires. And those who observe and take advantage of the change will be the new millionaires and the new billionaires. Content also survives time. This book might have taken me years to write, but it also survives years. If someone buys this book 5 years from now, I will earn a small profit on a time investment I made years earlier. The content is an asset that is saleable over and over again, and with each sale, the effective time cost declines while the hourly rate of return expands. Seedling number 4, distribution systems. Passivity grade, B. A distribution system is any structure or organization designed to move products to the masses. Distribution systems can be hybrids with other seedlings, such as content and computer systems. If you invent and manufacture a new product and sell it on QVC, you are leveraging a distribution system. If you sell that product via infomercial at 2 a.m., you are also leveraging a distribution system. If you sell your product to 4 wholesale distributors that in turn sell it to retailers like Walmart and Target, you are leveraging a distribution system. When inventing any product, the invention is always half the battle. Distribution is the other. The greatest product in the world can go unused if it isn't leveraged into the proper distribution system, either one that exists or one that you create. Amazon.com is one example of a distribution system that I use. This book sells on Amazon and is available to millions. However, a book sitting on Amazon represents unrealized potential, like a 1,000-horsepower car sitting in the garage. It is my job to turn the engine on and drive the power of the distribution system. The tool exists, ready to be exploited by successful or failed execution. Our iPhone developer leveraged the iPhone App Store to move his software. This was his distribution point. Without the distribution, he couldn't sell the software. Distribution is a means to move product to the masses. Some systems are better than others, and when it comes to distribution, it all depends on the control structure. If you create a network marketing company to sell your new vitamin product, you are creating a powerful distribution network capable of earning millions. If you join a network marketing company, you are electing to be a gear in the distribution process. Another potent form of distribution is franchising or chaining. When a successful store concept is branded and systemized, it can be replicated and sold to other individuals. Savvy fast-lane entrepreneurs recognize that a successful local business with weak leverage can be made highly leveraged by franchises or chains. Now, does this path sound familiar? Well, it should. This is what Starbucks did to become the biggest coffee chain in the world. Other restaurants deploy a combination of chains and franchises. Dairy Queen and McDonald's both have chains and franchises. If your business operates in limited scale, it can be conquered with chains and franchises. If you own one hot dog cart and sell at one location, there really is no leverage. However, if you own 500 hot dog carts and sell at 500 locations through 500 owner-operators, suddenly leverage appears. The Fastlane Wealth Equation has power. Seedling number 5, Human Resource Systems, Passivity Grade C. Amazon.com is a distribution system backboned by a computer system and operated by a human resource system. Human resource systems are the most expensive and complicated to run. Humans are unpredictable, expensive, and difficult to control. Ask anyone with a company that relies on employees how challenging it is to keep employees happy. I came to the employee crossroad with my own company. I had to either suffer internet technology obsolescence or hire 2 additional people to scale my company to the next level. Since my business was already 80% passive, I knew that adding employees would erode the passivity of the business because employees need management. And at a certain level, even managers need managers. The other alternatives were to keep my company on autopilot and watch it slowly degrade over the years, or dig in and get back to startup mode, or sell it. After evaluating the options, I chose to sell. In my case, human resource additions would have subtracted to passivity, not added. While I would have made more money hiring more people, I wasn't willing to forgo my free time for it. A year after I sold my company, I examined the possibility of a parking business near the airport. Local travelers to the Phoenix airport could valet park their car in a neighboring parking lot and get chauffeured to the airport. In general, this was a rental system. People would park to pay their car and I would earn a daily fee for each parked car. It had internet-like qualities. It ran 24/7 and generated income with the simple passage of time. It was a great idea with a high potential for passivity. I found land for sale near the airport, and it was perfect. I started to run numbers, projections, and scenarios to see how I could make this business a reality. However, the numbers uncovered something important. While the business model was truly a rental system, the operation itself was a human resource system. To make this idea a successful business, it would have required at least 2 dozen people on payroll at all times. That stopped me cold, and I didn't pursue it any further. I wasn't willing to risk trading passivity for a human resource system that is unpredictable and difficult to manage. A member of the Fastlane community owns a few self-storage facilities. Her business is a rental system. People pay money to store their junk, and she receives a monthly income. You'd assume that her facility is run by a human resource system, managers and property assistants, but it isn't. Her properties have automated kiosks that run each property, a computer system. This makes her business mostly passive. Remove the kiosk, add human resource systems, and passivity drops. So does this suggest that human resource systems are a drain to passivity? It depends. First, what is the existing level of passivity to the business as it is now? If you own a coffee shop and work 80 hours a week, you have no passivity. A general manager or a human resource system would raise passivity by an estimated 40%. In my business, I was operating at 85% passivity. Adding any human resource system would have lowered passivity. Human resource systems can add passivity or erode it. Good employees nurture money trees. Bad employees pluck the fruit of money trees and require pruning. However, don't let that scare you. If you want to make millions of dollars or billions, human resource systems are needed because you simply can't do everything yourself. Chapter Summary, Fast Lane Distinctions. To divorce yourself from the slow lane's transactional relationship of time for money, you need to become a producer, specifically a business owner. Business systems break the bond between your time for money because they act like surrogate operatives for your time trade. If you have a passive income that exceeds all your needs and lifestyle expenses, including taxes, you're retired. Retirement can happen at any age. The fruit from a money tree is passive income. A Fastlane objective is to create a business system that survives time, exclusive of your time. The five money tree seedlings are rental systems, computer systems, content systems, distribution systems, and human resource systems. Real estate, licenses, and patents are examples of rental systems. Internet and software businesses are examples of computer systems. Authoring books, blogging, and magazines are forms of content systems. Franchising, chaining, network marketing, and television marketing are examples of distribution systems. Human resource systems can add or subtract to passivity. Human resource systems are the most expensive to manage and implement.
Chapter 20, Recruit Your Army of Freedom Fighters. The rich rule over the poor, and the borrower is slave to the lender. Proverbs 22:7. How the rich explode wealth. I spent a few years chauffeuring clients in limousines, so I heard a lot. I remember Gary, a young 20-something client who hired our limousine several times a month to serve as his personal escort to parties and beer-drinking excursions. Oddly, this guy wouldn't just hire us on Friday or Saturday. He'd hire us during the week. Every day of his life was his weekend. When he hired us, I knew it was going to be a long night and a profitable one, since he tipped fabulously. Being broke and a student of wealth, I couldn't bottle my curiosity. I asked the limo company owner, "Hey, what's Gary's story?" He told me that Gary was semi-retired and just sold his administrative office company for millions. Wow, this guy couldn't have been much older than I, and he was already retired and living large. The next few times I chauffeured the man, I eavesdropped on his conversations, hoping to catch a tasty tidbit of the rich. And I did. To his club wingman, I heard Gary drunkenly declare, "Thanks to municipals and treasuries, I never have to work another day in my life." Wham! Another piece of the wealth puzzle solved. The best passive income venue in existence. In the prior chapter, I neglected to mention the best money tree seedling in existence. I omitted it because it really isn't a business seedling at all, but a seed you already possess. Whether you're broke, in a dead-end job, or without a business, you already have the raw materials for the best money tree seed in existence. What is it? Take a guess. Real estate? An internet business? Maybe a network marketing company? Licensing an invention? No, no, hell no, and no. The best money tree in existence sits right in your pocketbook. The good old-fashioned buck. Yes, money. Money is the king of money trees. How is money passive? If you have a lot of money, you're given the gate key to switch teams from consumer to producer. Specifically, you move from borrower to lender. You move from employee to employer. You move from customer to owner. In other words, people pay you to use your money in the form of interest or ownership. For example, let's examine interest, which is the fee earned to lend money. Right now, you're probably someone who doesn't earn interest, but pays it. Someone lent you money for the mortgage on your home, and in return, you pay the note holder interest. That interest is profit or income to somebody else. While the act of becoming a lender sounds complicated, it really isn't. Anytime you buy a certificate of deposit from a bank, you become a lender. Anytime you buy a municipal bond, either directly from the source or indirectly via a mutual fund, you become a lender. When you deposit money in the bank, you become a lender. As a lender, you don't administer the loans, you just sit back and collect checks. It's super easy and super passive. Gary, my rich limousine passenger, was a lender who never had to work another day in his life. Savers become lenders, owners, and producers. I heard a radio commercial the other day from a self-proclaimed dual dad guru who declared, "Savers are losers." I couldn't believe my ears. Savers are losers? And who are the winners? The people you advise to borrow millions on risky real estate investments? Savers aren't losers. Savers are winners because they eventually become lenders. Savers are winners because they eventually become owners in companies. Savers are winners because they become producers and build assets. Now open your wallet and look at a dollar. $1. It doesn't buy much, but it's the embryonic start to a passive income stream. $1 has the power to give you a nickel of passive income for life. Yes, for life. While one nickel buys squat, it unlocks the DNA implicit in money. It's fully passive. I retired in my 30s because of this simple reality. I'm a lender, and when you have a lot of money to lend, you live free because passive income arrives every month. Now get this. If you had $10 million and lent it at a mere 5% interest, you'd enjoy a passive income of over $41,000 every single month. At 8%, your monthly income would be over $66,000 per month. Fully passive. Over $60,000 every month. And guess what? This is without touching the principal. You can do this for years and still have $10 million left over. Now imagine opening your mailbox every month to a $40,000 check, and you didn't have to do anything for it. What kind of trouble could you get into earning $40,000 a month? I bet a lot. Unrealistic? It isn't. This is how I live. Even in this low-interest environment, I can find safe investment yields in the 4-6% range, some of them tax-free. While most people shudder at the thought of an interest rate hike, I love it. I get a pay raise. A 1% interest rate hike translates into thousands for me. And since inflation rises in unison with interest rates, my income has an element of inflation protection. If inflation rises, so do interest rates. So how does all this become a reality? I created a passive income stream via my internet business, a business Money Tree Seedling, which funded my passive income system from lending. While my internet business was 85% passive, yes, I had to work several hours per week, my lending passivity is 99%. I do virtually nothing and the checks arrive. Instead of trading my time for dollars, I invested my time into an autonomous system simultaneously capable of passivity and capable of funding my money system. It was a dual-flanked attack where passive income was both the short and long-term goal. Amass your army of freedom fighters. Every dollar saved is another freedom fighter in your army. If your money is fighting for you, your time is freed and you break the equation of time for money. Money is your army. The more you have, the more they will fight for your freedom. Slow laners focus on the expense variable in the wealth equation when they should be focused on the income variable. Income is the key to growing your army of freedom fighters. You aren't going to recruit a massive army detailing cars down at Jimmy's Auto Salon. And I'm not referring to just the U.S. dollar, but all international dollar-denominated assets. As I write this, much of my income is derived from non-U.S. dollar assets in other countries with stronger currencies and better yields. Fastlaners think globally, not locally. So, what does a dollar represent to you? A mechanism that gets you bottle service at the club every Friday night? Or is it a seed of your money tree? Is it your freedom fighter? Make money fight for you instead of you fighting for your money. How fastlaners, the rich, use compound interest. While examining the slow lane, I impugned compound interest as an impotent wealth accelerator because of its attachment to time. When the slow lane media darlings read that assertion, I'll be crucified because lambasting compound interest is the pinnacle of financial blasphemy. But I also claimed it to be a powerful passive income generator when leveraged against large sums of money. Contradictory? Well, just like education, fastlaners and slowlaners leverage compound interest differently. Slowlaners, the middle class, use compound interest to get wealthy, while the fastlaners, the rich, use it to create income and liquidity. Slowlaners start with $5. Fastlaners start with $5 million. Compound interest pays my bills. It's my tool. It's my passive income source. Yet, compound interest is not responsible for my wealth. This is critical. Fastlaners aren't using compound interest to build wealth because it's not in their wealth equation. The heavy lifting of wealth creation is left to their fastlane business. When a rich politician or public figure has to come forth and disclose his finances, notice the common themes. The source of their wealth comes from their business ventures, while their liquid cash reserves are tied into fixed income securities like municipal bonds, treasuries, and other highly liquid safe investments. The rich aren't using the markets to create wealth, they're increasing their existing wealth with leveraged business assets. Remember, that 25-year-old multimillionaire who got rich investing in mutual funds is a fairy tale. The millionaires are the guys running the funds. They're the producers. How to really use compound interest. Would you rather have $5 million right now or a penny doubled every day for 40 days? No brainer, right? Accept $5 million now and you forsake nearly $5.5 billion. When you get a moment, examine the chart below that demonstrates the force of doubling. On day one, you have one penny. On day two, you have two pennies. On day 10, you have $5.12. On day 20, you have $5,242.88. On day 30, you have $5,368,709.12. If you examine the chart outlining each day as the penny is doubled, notice how you don't see big numbers until day 25. If we transpose this doubling a penny a day example to that of a slow laner's journey and say, doubled a penny every year starting at age 21, you'd barely have 5 grand by the time you are age 40. 5 million isn't hit until age 50. This is indicative of a slow laner's journey where compound interest doesn't enforce power until most of life has evaporated. Big money doesn't come until you are in your 50s or 60s, and this is with 100% returns year after year. Average market returns would be about 7%. Yet at a doubling, at age 40, you barely have 6 grand. Again, this is a slow laner's predicament, imprisoned in time and uncontrollable yield. Fast laners understand this weakness and realize that the compound interest weapon is most effective with large sums of money. For compound interest to be powerful, you must bypass 30 years of mathematical ineptitude by riding the crest where it is effective. The tidal wave of compound interest. Like a tidal wave far out at sea, compound interest's strength isn't visible until it moves near land. As the wave approaches land, its force becomes incredibly powerful. Most slow laners ride the compound interest tidal wave 1 million miles out at sea. And guess what? Nothing happens. They float aimlessly, going nowhere. Saving $200 a month from your paycheck in a 3% savings account isn't going to make you rich fast. You simply can't ride a wave millions of miles out at sea. Now the fast laner observes the tidal forces near land and seeks to meet it at the shore. At the shore, the tidal wave can be ridden with impact. To actuate compound interest power, start at the shore with a large number that can be leveraged. 10% interest on $10 million is $1 million a year, $83,000 every single month. Exploit compound interest at its crest, not 1 million miles out at sea. The point of this illustration is to show that the rich aren't using compound interest to get wealthy. They're using it for income and liquidity. A 5% tax-free yield on $10 million suddenly creates $500,000 per year in passive income. Like a tidal wave at the seashore, compound interest rears excruciating force when pitted against large sums of money. This is where money transforms into a fully passive income stream. As for earning your $10 million, that solution lies in exponential leveraged growth stemming from a fast lane business. Net income plus asset value, not in expenses, not in the stock market, and definitely not in a job. Chapter summary, fast lane distinctions. One saved dollar is a seed to a money tree. A mere 5% interest on $10 million is $40,000 a month in passive income. A saved dollar is the best passive income instrument. Fast laners, the rich, don't use compound interest or the markets to get wealthy, but to create income and preserve liquidity. A saved dollar is a freedom fighter added to your army. The rich leverage compound interest at its crest applied against large sums of money. Fastlaners eventually become net lenders. Chapter 21, The Real Law of Wealth. Try not to become a man of success, but a man of value. Albert Einstein. Effection, not attraction. The law of affection. Nope, not a misspeak. Mathematics is the transcendent language of the universe. It cannot be controverted nor debated. 2 + 2 = 4. The number 10 million will always be greater than 24. These statements are facts and not subject to interpretation by some mystical theory of philosophy. Math is law. Secrets and mystical philosophies are not. If you want to get rich, start observing the true law of the universe, math, and not some hocus-pocus law that can't be proved or documented. Singing positive platitudes around the campfire isn't going to make you rich. Oh, don't get your panties in a wad. I know the law of attraction sounds great and does have practical applications. Now, for those of you not familiar with the law of attraction, or LOA, it's a mystical philosophy that states you become what you think and that your conscious and unconscious thoughts make your reality. The law of attraction contends that if you know exactly what you want, ask the universe for it, see it coming, and then you will eventually receive it. Think riches and you will have riches. Sounds very easy, huh? I won't hide my candid sacrilege to the law of attraction crowd. I think it's a bunch of baloney orchestrated to sell books to those who think that thinking will make you rich. In fact, the law of attraction is nothing but old principles of belief and visualization repackaged and remarketed for mass consumption. Who are the true fast laners? The law of attraction marketers. Bake a cake without sugar. Why did this book take me so long to write? I spent 2 years wishing and thinking positively about it. Yep, I let the law of attraction do the work. I asked the universe for this book. I was open to it. I saw it before my eyes. I even snapped a picture of a bookstore shelf and photoshopped my book on the shelf. What happened? Absolutely nothing. Nada. Zilch. The universe never gave me my finished book. The fact is, despite all my positive thinking and meditations to the universe for my book, it never materialized until I sat my butt down in a chair and started to write it. I made a coordinated commitment to action, not just any action, but repeated action, a conscious choice, and then a commitment to all those choices in the form of massive action. If you're a law of attraction fan and you find this critique offensive, that's okay. I didn't write The Millionaire Fastlane to make friends or to book speaking engagements on being a positive thinker. I wrote it to tell you exactly what you need to do to get rich. Thinking never made anyone rich unless that thinking manifests itself into consistent action toward application of laws that work. In fact, I find it insulting that someone might assume my success is due to positive thinking. I'm a realist who understands human nature, and that nature is to take the path of least resistance. It doesn't surprise me that these attraction books sell millions. The books that promise the easiest roads to wealth do well, because like sex, easiness sells. Events of wealth sell. Process does not. While the law of attraction is a nice hammer in the toolbox, its flaw is that it ignores the real secret behind wealth. The real secret that transcends all wealth, all people, all cultures, and all roads. And that is the law of affection. The flaw of attraction is that it ignores mathematics. The Law of Affection, a Fastlane Primer. The law of affection states that the more lives you affect in an entity you control in scale and or magnitude, the richer you will become. The shortened, sanitized version is simply affect millions and make millions. A while ago I wrote an article titled, The Shortest Make Millions Article Ever Written. Guess how long the article was? A paragraph? Maybe a sentence or two? Nope, just 2 words. And those 2 words? Impact millions. Impact millions and make millions. It really doesn't get any simpler than that. In other words, how many lives have you touched? Who has benefited from your work, your assets, and your handiwork? What problems have you solved? What value are you to society? If you're working the front desk at a motel, you simply aren't making much of an impact, and your bank account will represent that same fact. The amount of money you have or don't have is a direct reflection on the amount of value you have provided or not provided. Affection is scale, magnitude, or both. To exploit the law of effect,